Bellarine Football League. After a year's break, didn't play in the AFL Victoria Community Championships last year after Sunraysia's withdrawal. Got to play the Wimmera League again. It was the second time they'd met Wimmera in the last 3 years, and this time had to go back to Horsham to do it, but they came away with the chocolates this time with a 37-point win, 12-11-83 to 6-10-46. The coach, Mark Hildebrandt, has been good enough to join us. Mark, firstly, congratulations. Must have been some sort of bus ride home last night.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. Yeah, it's a 3.5-hour trip. I reckon it stretched out to about 4.5 hours. It's, with young fellas on board, it was quite interesting, to be quite honest.
Let's not, what happens on the bus stays on the bus, so we'll leave that. But let's talk about the game of footy. It was tied early, but you're able to just get a little bit of breathing room by half time, and you kept them at arm's length for most of the afternoon from then on.
Yeah, correct, Tom. I think in the second quarter, we started to, it opened up a little bit. We didn't make the most of the opportunities, and the same in the third, missed a couple of real easy ones, but you could just tell the game was starting to swing. We're running, spreading really well. And in the last, half of the last quarter, we just opened them up and probably should have won by a bit more, to be quite honest.
Coaches can be known to make fast sweeping statements when they talk about putting interleague teams together, and you described yours as probably the fittest you'd had in your time, but it proved to be correct, didn't it?
Yeah, so we went for a pretty small, very agile team and very young. It just amazes me how hard some of these blokes tackle and then just bounce up and keep going. Very resilient, very strong at the footy. I was just amazed the intensity and the they earned a lot of respect yesterday from their peers and their own people in their own group. It was great to watch, to be quite honest, Tom.
Jordan Erskine kicked six, and I think Mitch Day might have kicked six or seven a few years back up there. So the big forwards like the Horsham City Oval ground.
Yeah, Geordie was really good. He probably should have kicked a few more. He gave up a few. He was fantastic. We got the ball in pretty quick to him and isolated him by himself. And as he's a pretty big unit, he played a really, really good game for us here.
I'm not sure whether the Bull Bennett medal went via the way the best players are listed on the results that we got. We got Andrew Jarvis as your best on ground. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct, Tom. Ever since I've been involved, he's been my first pick, and he has not let me down once, and he's absolutely fantastic again yesterday. Just his ruck work, and his work around the ground below his knees too. He's really, really good. He's very, very underrated, and he was a really, really good winner and recipient of the award yesterday.
You got to expose some youngsters as well. Blake Sutterby got a chance. Paddy Kelleher, I think, only playing his second year of senior footy after coming down from St. Joey's. The reigning rookie of the year, Morgan Fenton, all got to go. Wade McSparran as well.
Yeah, they were all fantastic. Sutterby, I reckon he had 12 touches in the first quarter, if not more. Morgan Fenton, I don't know if you know Morgan Fenton, but he's probably only 6'1", not even 80 kilo. He played full back on some big boys. The way he reads the footy is absolutely fantastic. He was great yesterday. He was one of our back four who didn't get changed. They were really, really good. And Wade McSparran, like you said, when I first picked him in the squad, I think he might have been in the twos. He came in yesterday and was absolutely fantastic. Went down back, never played in the back line, and didn't look out of his depth. He was a really, really good player yesterday.
Yeah, fantastic. And your big names all performed. You made Linton captain, Finchie. You started off the bench, but also played a role as well. You got something out of your older heads.
Yeah, James Linton led from the front. As you know, he's a quality individual and never plays a bad game. Finchie, my arse Finchie, mate, because I probably got a duty of a care, Tom, not just to the players, but to the associated clubs, not to run people into the ground. So we had a big changeover. Rotation off the bench, and I said to Finchie, mate, do you want to start? Because you're captain coach and he's played a season in Darwin too. He goes, yeah, I want to start on the ground, and he did. And he was he just kept racking up the footy. As the game went on, he got better, and he was our oldest bloke at 30, which is not that old, but he was fantastic, yeah.
Now turn your attention to next year, Mark. This was your third campaign. Will we see you do a fourth and get the Bellarine back towards somewhere near the top 10?
Oh, I'd love to do it again, Tom. I really enjoy it. Good bunch of blokes. Have to sit down with Mick Lim and Lee Hartman and discuss what's happening next year. But we've just got a handshake agreement. And what goes in probably in my favour, I do it for nothing, which goes a long way, I suppose. So that's why I'm probably favoured, not that I'm a good coach. I'm probably doing it for nothing. So, but I'd love to do it again, mate. It's a good form of footy to be in. I really enjoy it.
Well, Mark, you've done it well. Back-to-back wins, if you take out the fact we didn't play last year, and now I think into a 13-14 game, depending on how it all falls. We get an idea of that tomorrow, I believe, with the new released ranking. So well done to you. I really appreciate your time, and look forward to, hopefully, talking to you in 2019 about BFL footy.
Thanks for your time and coverage again, Tom. Thanks, mate.